patient's name, first name is Alfred, A-L, F's in Freddy, R-E-D, as in doctor, last name Smith, S as in Sam, M as in Mary, I, D as in Tom, H, ID number is 31808, date of birth is November the 26th, 1956. This is an office visit slash follow-up note. And also a letter to Todd, T as in Tom, O, D as in Doctor, D as in Doctor, last name Panzer, P as in Paul, A as in Nancy, Z as in Zorro, E R A R M P. Next paragraph. Dear Mr. Panzer, I thought you would appreciate an update regarding Mr. Smith. His representing illness, Mr. Smith returns in follow-up regarding chronic fatigue syndrome slash chronic pain syndrome. Period. The patient was in comprehensive consultation at your request to exclude the possibility of cancer. Next paragraph, Mr. Smith continues to feel the same, and there are no new changes. Period. Again, comma, there is persistent lower neck, comma, bilateral shoulder and upper back pain. Period. There is numbness and lack of strength in the left upper extremity in light of the present abnormalities. Period. He does persist with chronic tiredness. But the patient also suffers from insomnia, period. There is no weight loss or loss of appetite, period. He denies any fever, common shaking chills, common drenching sweats, or other flu-like symptoms, period. He is unaware of any lymphadenopathy, period. He reports no abdominal pain, common nausea, or vomiting, period. He denies early satiety, S-A-T-I-E-T-Y. Period. Next paragraph, the rest of the 14th systems review is non-contributory, period. Next paragraph, medications reviewed and as noted in the chart, period. Next paragraph, physical examination. Next general, he appears well, period. The patient is seen in the presence of his wife, period. Next vital signs. Blood pressure 100 over 70, pulse 72, respiration 16, temperature 96.7, weight 185. Next, H-E-E-N-T. Pink conjunctiva and enicteris clara, period. Next, lymph nodes, N-O-N-E, non-palpable in the cervical, comas, supraclavicular, comaxillary, or inguinal areas, period. Special attention was placed to the axillary areas, and no lymphadenopathy is felt, period. Next, chest and abdominal percussion, period. Next, lungs clear to auscultation, period. Next, abdomen obese and difficult to evaluate, period. Bowel sounds are normal active, period. It is soft, coma, depressive, and non-tender, period. Next, extremities, there's no edema or cyanosis, period. Next, paragraph investigations, number one. A comprehensive metabolic panel is only significant for a borderline SGPT of 47, period. Next, number CT scan of the chest, coma, abdomen, and pelvis. And also compare with prior evaluations in May the 4th, 2009 for the chest and September the 6th, 2008 for the abdomen and pelvis shows tiny subpleural, S-U-B, as in P-L-E-U-R-A-L, 2-3 millimeter non-calcified nodule at the right lung base, which likely represent a small area of scarring, period. Findings appear to be chronic, period. There is also stable hepatomegaly and also fatty infiltration of the liver, semicolon, stable, period. Again, comma, non-pathologic. Non-pathologic bilateral axillary lymph nodes are noted, measuring up to 7 millimeters, but again, they are not pathologic by CT criteria, period. As paragraph impression number one, chronic pain syndrome slash chronic fatigue syndrome, period. Findings fail to suggest the possibility of neoplasm slash cancer, period. There is a description of bilateral axillary lymph nodes, but no lymphadenopathy, period. The possibility of a lymphoproliferative disorder slash, of a lymphoproliferative disorder such as low-grade lymphoma could be considered, although unlikely. Period. Next number, right lung base, 3 millimeter lung nodule likely representing scarring, S-C-A-R-I-N-G. Period. Next paragraph, recommendations number one, CVC slash differential, comma comprehensive metabolic panel, comma LDH and beta dash to MICRO microglobulin 1 week before return pre-annex number. CT of the chest, comma abdomen and pelvis with oral dash IV contrast 1 week before return pre-annex number. I will assess Mr. Smith in 6 months with the above results read. If I continue to see stability and no actual abnormalities or new abnormalities, further surveillance or intervention will not be necessary, period. Therefore, comma, I will do surveillance as above up to 1 year, and further recommendations will follow, period. Next paragraph, respectfully, Ricardo J. Quintero, Lachio, CMD.